Welcome to the Cricket Weekly podcast here on the Reverse Scoop. My name is Adam. I'm here with Nabil. How you doing, Nabil?
Doing good, Adam. Doing good. Thank you for joining me tonight again. Today we're going over the differences in fast bowling in cricket and compared to baseball pitching. What differences are there? We're going to break this episode down into four segments for you guys tonight. The mechanics of fast bowling and spin bowling versus pitching in baseball, speed and the spin, types of deliveries and pitches, as well as the strategy and skill. So we're going to break it down in those four fashions. We have a couple of video clips. If we can get, good bandwidth, we'll try and play it for you guys to break some things down for you. We're here to, help you guys understand cricket to our American audience. Any questions you guys have, drop them into the comments. We're going to have some quiz questions and we're going to wait for a couple of viewers to join us as, we're kind of talking about our intros and stuff. So let's bring up like the first quiz question, Adam. We'll pop it up there for some fans and we'll help them get going. So
first quiz question.
Yeah. If you guys are ready for this, this is for our American viewers. This is probably some basic stuff for a normal cricketer, but we're going to start with this. What is a Yorker? You have your options there. Drop your answers into the comments and make sure to like, subscribe us across the board. Check out Adam's TikTok. But without further ado, we're going to get into some pitching and, fast bowling differences. Adam, you want to start by talking about a little bit for American viewers, man. Mechanics of fast bowling, how it works, and some differences compared to baseball.
Absolutely. Let's kick it off here. So, guys, baseball versus cricket in regards to bowling, the biggest thing you're going to see the difference is that the cricketer isn't allowed to bend and then straighten their arm. So the cricketer has to have a straight arm. Their arm can be slightly bent, but the biggest thing is not being able to straighten their arm. We would call that a chuck. So you can't throw the ball. Your baseball pitch is essentially a throw, and you're able to really torque your arm and really let it rip. In cricket, you can't do that. So to compensate for that, to get that speed up, the cricketer gets to run. So they run in and they're bowling that ball with a straight arm. Now, generally, that is about 60 feet, 70 feet they're running in, and they're going to be running their fingers. You have cricket ball right here. You're going to hold your fingers at the back of the ball facing the seam, towards the batter, and then you're running your fingers down the back of the ball. And banging it into the pitch. And obviously in cricket, we're going to be hitting the ground. We're not doing it on the full. We call that like a baseball pitch. We're not going to come to the batter on the full. And yeah, the ball is going to be doing a couple of different things in the air. Instead of the fast bowling, instead of like a pitcher, instead of them manipulating the ball with their fingers too much, generally you're angling the ball a certain direction and using the aerodynamics of the ball to swing a certain way. So you're going to hear terms like the shiny side and the rough side. So when you have a ball and you start playing cricket, you're going to see, if you watch it live, you're going to see guys grab the ball and actually rub it on their leg. And that's actually a real thing. I had a lot of people ask me that question. Why do they do that? So what you do is, as you can see here in the reflection, this side of the ball is quite shiny, right? So when the shiny side moves in the air, it moves past that side quicker than the rough side. This side's a little bit rougher, but you generally want to keep one side shiny and one side rough because the air will drag onto the rough side, pulling the ball a certain way. So if you wanted to bowl a outswinger, the ball would be moving away from the batter. You would turn the rough side away from the batsman. And if you wanted to bowl an inswinger where the ball moves in towards the batter, you would hold the rough side, face that towards the batter, and then try to keep that seam nice and upright. You can angle it ever so slightly to help also get a little bit of deviation off the pitch with the seam. Generally, a cricketer is bowling a ball, we say, 140 kilometers per hour, getting it up around that 85 miles per hour is probably your average stock standard fast bowler. There's only a few bowlers that can bowl up in that 100 mile an hour range. Shaw Bakhtar, Brett Lee, Sean Tate. I don't know if Lasith Malinga can bowl all the way up to 100 miles an hour. He's probably in that 150 click range. But yeah, that's probably the big differences. Nabil, what else you have to add to that?
Yeah, so, you know, to essentially what Adam, you know, mentioned essentially about the speeds of fast bowling, right? So fast bowlers in cricket, 100 miles per hour, that's only two or three in the history of cricket over a long, you know, time. And in cricket, obviously, you're bowling from a flat surface. In baseball, you're on a mound throwing on a downward angle, and you're essentially throwing the ball in baseball, right? So it's overthrow in baseball. In cricket, you essentially have to have a straight elbow, dropping it down over your shoulders while you, you know, you're running. So you run up and you build up, you know, some speed and power through your run up, and you essentially have to, you know, do a power jump and a javelin throw while doing a sprint all at the same time. So that's essentially what fast bowling is. It's all those things combined together to really, you know, get control on it. Fast bowlers practice consistently to know, you know, where they have to pitch the ball to get what types of movement. So in swing, out swing, Adam mentioned a little bit to you guys where, you know, we get the ball to move away a little bit when the seam is facing towards that first slip region, which is the fielder right next to the catcher on their right side of the catcher. If you move the seam like this, you know, to the fielder that is on the left side of the catcher, and you essentially have to lock your wrist and you drop it down straight, and it should, you know, go with that shiny side that, you know, Adam was mentioning. And then the other variations are cutters, right? So cutters essentially are, you know, variations where you hold the ball cross seam deliveries are essentially, you put your two fingers across the seam and you twist it a little bit. So if I'm trying to pitch an off cutter, which I wanted to pitch and go into the batter, I'm going to have the seam face again, the leg still it, but I'm going to be holding it cross seam instead of having it straight on, you know. So the cross seams work really well for pitches that are going to pitch and move, deviate off the surface and not really in the air. And then there's a changeup and a bouncer and a Yorker. So you want to talk about those, Adam?
Absolutely. Yes. So we're going to give away the Yorker question now if you have looked into the chat. The Yorker is when the ball lands at the batter's feet. So right up on their toes, that is where a Yorker is. Gives the batter no room to get underneath the ball. Isn't able to hit the ball on the full. And that's probably the best ball that a bowler can bowl to kind of limit a run is bowling the Yorker. So that's the Yorker. The opposite of the Yorker is the bouncer, when you're bouncing the ball as hard as you can into the ground, very short, and the ball is coming up at your head or over the shoulder. And remember, you got to try to keep that ball not too far over the head. It can't go over the head. That's going to be a wide that you're going to get one of those. The umpire will call you for that too many times in an over. But that is the two different like variations of the Yorker and the bouncer.
Absolutely. So Adam has gave away the Yorker. You know, so you guys have the answer there about the Yorker. It's essentially a pitch that's balled right to the toes of the batter, you know, without really on the bounce, but it's on the toes. They have very limited time to play, and it's one of the hardest, you know, pitches to control and execute as well as to play. Right. So we have that
high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward. That's absolutely right. And with that, we're going to pop up another question for you guys. We're going to have this for our American friends. What is referred to by the term maiden over? So drop your answers into the comments if you know what this means, or if you don't know what it means, you know, we'll drop the answer shortly. So we talked a little bit about mechanics of, you know, fast bowling compared to pitching. There's different styles of pitchers in cricket, right? So one style we discussed is the fast bowler, and they could be a right arm fast bowler or a left arm fast bowler. We talked a little bit about the variations. Now we're going to move towards the slower pitchers. The slower pitchers are essentially, you know, three types of slow pitchers that I like to think of it. So there's a leg spinner, an off spinner, and what they call a mystery spinner. So, Adam, we're going to try and explain that. You want to
mystery spinner?
Yeah, you want to take on one. You want to take on off spinner?
You got it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the off-spin bowler here is essentially, when you're looking the way that the bowler manipulates the ball, is he's going to be rotating the ball from left to right. He's going to be using his fingers here and his index finger, particularly to roll the ball this way. Now, the opposite, you know, Bill might talk about the leg spinner when it comes at the back of the hand. But this is basically a variation where the ball is bouncing and then moving off the pitch quite significantly. It's going to be the pace bowling, you're not going to get that much deviation off the pitch. But with spin, you're deliberately putting revolutions and rotations on the ball. So when it hits the ground, it's going to move to the left or move to the right, depending on what arm you're bowling with or what type of bowling that you are using. So stock standard off spinner is what we call the offie or the off spinner. Like I said, you're really going to have a cross seam. You're going to bowl with a cross seam and you're rotating the ball from left to right if you're a right-hander. Then you have an arm ball or a seam ball where you're going to be bowling the ball with the seam kind of like a fastball, but you're just going to roll your finger down the back of the ball and let it glide out. You're going to put the batter kind of off guard because they're expecting it to spin and you're kind of like going to push it down the pitch towards them. And then the other one is the Dusara, which is the most famous, probably the most hardest ball to pitch or ball in cricket, when you actually have to get the seam to sit the other direction. So if your traditional off spinner is going to look this way out of the front of the hand, the Dusara now has to sit this way. And it's very difficult to do. The best one, Mattia Muralitharan, he is the best of all time to do it. He basically has like a dislocated, like a double-jointed wrist, double-jointed elbow. He's able to get the ball to come out. I've tried it. It's almost impossible to do. Very difficult to control if you try to do it. But that's the one where it actually goes the other direction with the same, using the index finger to spin it.
Absolutely. Fun fact about Dusara is that it was invented by a Pakistani spinner called Suklain Mushtaq, who was one of the, awesome off spinners back in the 90s and, shook the world when he came up with that pitch. And Mattia Muralitharan actually, went to him to learn that particular pitch and they worked together to, get him to really build that control. And Muralitharan took so many wickets with that pitch. And
so many wickets.
Yeah, yes. Mesmerized, people all around the world, man, with that magic.
The
so.
GOAT. Absolutely, yeah, GOAT right there.
Absolute GOAT in those guys. And we have, Big Nate joining us this last week again. Big Nate, thanks for joining us as always again, man. Let us know if you guys have any questions in the comments. We're talking about, spinners right now. We discussed fast bowlers a little bit. And the variations that they possess. Adam just discussed an off spinner and the variations that they possess. I'll discuss some leg spinners with you guys now. Leg spinners, essentially, wrist spinners. Off spinners are finger spinners, so they have to put revs on the ball with their fingers, right? That's the off spinner. But a leg spinner essentially holds the ball in their wrist, and it's all wrist work. So the variations and the revs actually that get put on the ball on the leg spin comes from the wrist. So it has a lot more revs as compared to normal offie, where you have to put the revs from your fingers. So leg spinners can generate a lot of turn off the surface, big deviations. They can pitch the ball right in front of you and deviate crazy amount of degrees right away from you to really, leave you clueless. So they can make you look fool, a good leg spin bowler. And so one delivery that they have is a normal leg spinner, which essentially I explained, it pitches and it moves away from the righty batter. Another one that they have is a flipper or a straighter one where to deliver it essentially is the wrist positions. The leg spinner comes out of the front of the hand. The straighter one, the leg spinners will essentially switch their wrist to face their cheek when they're delivering, so that becomes a straighter one. And for the googly, which goes the other way, kind of like the opposite of Dusara, is, where you turn the wrist all the way and it comes out of the back of the hand. So those three variation, and there's a slider as well. So there's a quick slider with the seam that drifts in that Rashid Khan bowls a lot. So there's another variation for a leg spinner. So leg spin's probably the, if you can find a good leg spinner, like Shane Warne, one of the goats of the game, your team's gonna be winning most of the time if you have a good leg spinner in your team. Do you agree? Rashid there,
Khan. You're actually Rashid Khan right there, Shane Warne.
Yeah,
best to do it. Yeah. And like I said, it's probably the most sought after type of bowling. Everyone can bowl pace bowling, everyone's a pace bowler. A legit leg spin bowler that can put it on the pitch consistently in the right areas, get it to spin. That's the money right there. That's if my advice to kids, if they're looking to do something, you know, you're not going to be the best batter or the best. Well, you're not going to be the best batter in the world. Learn to bowl spin. Cause you consider someone like Nathan Lyon, Australia's best off spin bowler. He was literally on the grounds crew at the Adelaide Oval and could bowl spin and played for South Australia and has turned himself into the greatest test spinner Australia's ever seen. Well, off spinner Australia has, because he is able to put the ball on the spot consistently and turn it consistently for, you know, hundreds of balls and innings. So it's, and he's not the best batter in the world, but he's a decent off spinner. And, you know, he was in the team, right place, right time, right age. Cause you consider people like Stuart McGill played for Australia and he always played second fiddle to Shane Warne, even though he would be first number one spin bowler in any other team in the world. Leg spin, off spin, definitely needed. A team highly rated. They'll get you in if you're a good spinner.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you want to explain what a mystery spinner is to the fans?
Mystery spinner. You know what, Nabil? You had me with mystery spinner. I'm like, Nabil, what is a mystery spinner? What is a mystery spinner, Nabil? Is it someone that's coming to bowls pies? Is that when you bring on the opener who can't bowl, he just bowls pies? That should have been a question. We should have asked him, what's a pie? Whatever, someone bowls pies. Let us know in the chat.
One option should have been a mystery spinner, right?
That's a mystery spinner. Never heard of a mystery spinner before. Played cricket all my life. Nabil, you tell me, what's a mystery spinner?
Well, I think a mystery spinner is more suited towards the T20 game, right? Where you see people using a lot of different kinds of variation, you know, and it's not just the spin that comes into play. It's a lot of the drift, because spinners are bowling with a newer ball, right? So they have to adapt to different types of conditions, and, you know, necessarily a newer ball, when the ball is brand new, is not really going to take that much turn. So for mystery spinners these days, they use a lot of, different types of pitches. Obviously, they have a carom pitch. I've seen away drifters that, can drift away pitch and come in. So there's different types of deliveries where you can't really tell, with the same action they can deliver. Sunil Narayan being
Narayan. I was just about to say, you're talking about Narayan, right? Yeah, that's where we're going with this.
There. So there's a lot of other bowlers in that type of a mold where they're not really, I mean, they could play test cricket potentially. Abrar Ahmed from Pakistan is another one. They call him Harry Potter. The kid, he's got all these variation on paper. He's a leg spinner, but he's got this finger carom pitch. He's got a proper leg spinner. He's got a proper off spinner. So you don't know what he's going to bowl. You don't know how to classify to him, right? Even a guy like from England, their all-rounder who bats late in the order and balls some leg spin, off spin, Liam Livingston.
Okay.
Right. So he would be, he's kind of like, both, but you don't know what he's delivering. He can ball you an off spin. He can ball you a leg spin. So those guys are kind of put in a category of a mystery where you don't know what's coming at you.
Too many variations to categorize them.
Yeah, yeah.
You hit it spot on with Narayan, because Narayan has the most weirdest action. I have no idea what he's doing. It's just flick. He's just flowing his wrist different directions when he bowls the ball.
What about Mujibur Rahman from Afghanistan? You've seen Mujib?
Yeah, we go. Yeah, another good one. There you go.
Mujib is very difficult to play. You don't know what he's bowling. He's a leg spinner, but you don't know what the hell is coming at you. You're like, dude, is he going to turn this way? Is he going to turn that way? So for a batsman standpoint, it becomes very tough. When you have to face up to a spinner and you don't know what to expect. And when you face a normal spinner, you know that, hey, he's just a normal, either a leg spinner or an off spinner. And he has a googly. He has these other variations. So it's in your mind. But for a mystery spinner, you have no idea what his repertoire is fully and how much control he has over it. So those kind of bowlers usually take wickets, on the worst deliveries that they pitch.
And one of the biggest things that changed T20 is, like you said, these mystery spinners and how the wrong end is used so much. Like, it's so repeated now. For the baseball crowd that's trying to figure it out. Like when a cricketer is looking at the ball from a spinner, they're trying to pick it out of the hand. They're trying to see out of the hand what's happening. Is it going to be the wrong end? Is it going to be the leggy? Is it a toppy? Looking for the seam position, because on a on a red ball you can see a white seam, but on the white ball you have the blacker seam. Yeah. So I think the red ball is easy to pick the seam up. It's a lot easier, I think, with a red ball than a white ball. But you're looking for the seam, and there you're going to become undone. Rashid Khan gets a lot of his wickets from the wrong end or the googly because they're not picking it out of the hand. Because what you're looking for is the flight of the ball. One of the first things you're looking for is the flight to see, can I get to the pitch of the ball? Am I going to leave my crease? Can I get this ball on the half volley and smack it over the bowler's head? And if you pick the flight right, but you pick the spin wrong and the ball spins the other way, well, all of a sudden it's going to come in through the gate. It's going to go between your leg and your bat, or it's going to hit you on the pad. You're going to get LB. It might get inside edge. That is why I think the spinning has become so prevalent in the T20 is because like the basically spamming of the wrong end, because the wrong ends were never spammed. Like, I don't think, like if you think of Shane Warne, he would never bowl two wrong ends in a row. That doesn't happen. That wouldn't be a thing. It would be like a once and over, once every two over, you know, he'd be setting him up for so many bowls in a row, then hit him with the wrong end and completely undo them. But now, with the way that T20 is, that's being so fast, he'll roll three wrong ends in a row. It doesn't faze him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like that has changed the strategy and skill, right? Which is one of our segments. So like, cause in test cricket, obviously, you know, in test cricket, ODI cricket and T20 cricket, the skills and strategies are going to differ when it comes to, you know, attacking or defending. You know, T20, you don't have a lot of time. If you don't get quick wickets in the first 30 pitches or 36 pitches, you're probably going to go on the defense, right? But in test cricket, you have more time, or even ODI cricket, you have more time to set a batter up, you know, for them to set up for that googly or for the doozra, you know? So like, but nowadays, obviously it's all over. They're bowling two, three different variations in over. So the skills and strategies have kind of evolved a little bit. I wouldn't say changed, but, you know, have evolved to T20 standards. But at the test level, it stayed the same, right? So you want to talk about, obviously, we were holding a white ball and a red ball. So you want to talk a little bit differences about that, why, you know, red ball is obviously used in test cricket and why white ball is used in limited overs cricket?
Absolutely. I'll get into the balls. There is a question come in. They want to know, what do we bowl? I bowl both. I bowl off spin and leg spin, but generally I keep. So I'm never going to bowl. I'm never going to bowl. But in the nets, I'm going to bowl leg spin and off spin. Nabil, what do you bowl?
I bowl an off spin, man. I'm an off spinner with a bit of a away drifters, you know.
There you go.
Bit of a mystery there.
I was nicknamed back when I first started playing in juniors. I was called the Bannon Bomber because I'd put the ball so high in the air, so early out of the back of the hand, it would just be like double the height of the batter coming down, bounce. And the Bannon Bomber. That's what we were called. But red ball versus white ball. So the red ball is the test match. The test match ball, or the traditional ODI version of the ball. So like when I play cricket in Australia, we all play red ball cricket. And that's one of the reasons is we're all wearing whites. So traditional cricket, ODI cricket, junior cricket in Australia and test match form cricket, you're all wearing whites and cream clothing. Traditional English form of the game, it's all whites or cream. So the ball can't be white because it's going to blend into your outfit. It's going to blend into your game day attire. You're not going to see the ball. So the ball is red. And then for the when ODIs started becoming colorful and all of the T20 have different colored uniforms, they changed to the white ball so that you can see the white against the red or the green or the yellow or the black of the uniform. And they would have the black side screen. And for the test match, they have the white side screen. So that's the two ways. They also have a pink ball. Also a pink ball for the tests that do the day-night test. That was a new thing that came late 2000s. They did their first couple of day-night tests with a pink ball. So it was easy to see during the evening with the big floodlights on.
Yeah. So those are the differences in the balls depending on the formats, right? So You know, let us know if you guys have any questions in the comments, and we have an answer for this question that we've had up here. But again, it's our big, it's our guy Nate here answering the question. Nate, so no fair, bro. You already know this. This stuff's so too easy for you. I'm gonna have some harder questions for Nate. You know, coming up on this.
Nate's crushing it in here in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Nate's always crushing it, man. So. So thank you again for your, you know, engagement there, man. So I'm going to add a quick poll on here and ask you guys, you know, what do you guys want to see us do next week? Do you guys want us to cover cricket formats, or do you want us to cover understanding the cricket field? So this is for next week. Drop A or B into the comments. Let us know whichever one you would prefer us covering, you know, next week to help you guys learn cricket and understand cricket. You know, at this point, I want to try and play some short clips for the fans, Adam, if we can. I'm not sure if we'll have enough bandwidth, but let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot.
See if we can explain some, you know, cricket stuff and see if we can get it to stream.
Yeah. Motivational Master says he says we play Red Bull cricket in the UK, but we sometimes use other colors with colored clothing. That's it.
Interesting.
Colored clothing, you switch to the different thwapple.
Absolutely. Texas Super Kings. So this is Major League Cricket MLC. If you guys haven't started following them, you know, make sure to check out Major League Cricket. Make sure to check out all the teams. You know, Mumbai Indians, New York is the closest team to us here since we are in the Northeast region. There's Washington Freedoms, Seattle Orcas, San Francisco Unicorns, LA Knight Riders, and yep. I'm missing, I think, one more team, Texas Super Kings. Yes, Super Kings. So, you know, these are the major league teams that we want to make sure that you guys are following and learning about cricket. So we're going to play a small clip here and try and explain it to you guys what's happening here. So right now, as you can see on the screen, there's a bowler about to pitch. The delivery, the guy in the pink is the umpire. And there is a non-striker here next to the umpire in blue, and the striker, which is the batter who's facing up, is standing, you know, in front of
the Even before you press play here, a couple of cool things here. So the bowler is a left arm bowler. Okay. And he's bowling on the other side of the wicket that generally the right hander is going to bowl on one side. The left hander is going to bowl on the other side. And we use the term round the wicket or over the wicket. You're going to hear those terms. So we have a left-armed bowler up against a right-handed batter. So that's the start here.
There you go. So that's the start. So we're going to play this short clip, and you guys let us know if you guys have any questions, or try and, you know, let us know what's going on. So, and we'll try and explain it to you in a little bit.
Oh, takes edge there. Oh, he misses it. That was the first ball of the innings. Slash and miss.
So what happened there, Adam?
So what happened here? Delivery? Yeah, so a couple of things happened here. So that obviously is what we call a short of a length. And you can tell, by the way, the batter was kind of caught in two minds there. He didn't know whether to play the defensive shot, didn't know whether to pull it. Looks like it came on him a little bit quicker, and he wasn't able to really get on the back foot and rock back. What you're going to see, you're going to notice a little bit in the T20 format, you don't rock back as much on the back foot as you would in Test cricket. A lot of the batters are trying to really be on the front foot for almost every ball and really use to get into that power swing, kind of baseball-style swing. And there it just kind of beats him for pace. He isn't able to get a full swing onto the bat. He isn't able to even get it anywhere near the middle. Kind of comes off the top upper part of the bat there, and it just balloons over to mid-wicket, and Stoinis there takes the catch, inches off the ground right there. No gloves. No gloves in cricket. Bare hands.
Yeah, no gloves in cricket. So we'll play again in a short play, a replay. Almost for you guys, pitch.
So the ball in the
try to pull it on the left side
near the maker's name, and he had to dive.
Catch taken.
Finds the gap. Finally,
and that was just a slash outside the off stump. The pitcher pitched outside the off stump, giving width. Yeah, giving width to the batter, and he just slashed at it, and it flew for four runs. So, you know, that's to give you guys a bit of an idea of how easy it is to score in cricket. It's not hard to score runs as compared to baseballs, right? So the margin for error for pitchers is, you know, essentially very minimum, right? It's a very minimum type of an error for pitchers to really, you know, miss. If they pitch it a little bit to the offside, a batter can slash it and it'll go for four runs. If it's a little bit to the leg side, they can just get some bat on it. It'll run down to fine leg for four runs. So the control that the bowlers need, you know, in baseball, you know, we call the higher end pitchers the aces, right, of that rotation. So the baseball rotation in baseball teams, their top pitcher, their opening day starter, is usually the ace of that rotation. So out of the five guys, right, one pitcher starts each day out of the starter. So in cricket, there are aces, essentially, are the guys who have maximum control in pitching all types of variations, outswing, inswing, cutters, changeups, bouncer, Yorkers. They can pitch it at will and, you know, keep it consistent. So are there some names like that, Adam, you want to bring up in today's cricketing sense? Some of the top pitchers, you know, that are playing currently. So
the top bowlers?
Yeah, some top bowlers.
For Team USA, you want to keep it local here. Netravolker is our best bowler. He took the most wickets on the MLC, 15 wickets from 7 games, I believe he took. Just the best for right now we have for Team USA. Then from, you know, want to go around the world. Huge Mitchell Stark fan, opening left armer for Australia. And, you know, some bowlers, especially in T20 format, are specialty in some area. So you would say, you know, I would say Stark is that Yorker, in-swinging Yorker specialist, a little more erratic than someone like a Josh Hazlewood for Australia, who's the more consistent ball, like you said, the ace that can put it anywhere, really accurate, has the good slower ball, has a good outswinger, has a good in-swinger, you know, good with the short ball also. Can do it all, whereas Stark is more the little bit quicker, a little more aggressive at the feet, more short balls at the head, that kind of thing, putting the batsman off guard. Then moving around, you have Rimbata from South Africa, did great, great bowler, did awesome in the World Cup, didn't see much time in the MLC. Gnocchi from South Africa, also a very good bowler for them, fast bowling. Wood from England, the fastest bowler right now, I think he's the fastest bowler going around. And Archer, also a very good fast bowler from England. What do we got from India, Pakistan? What do we got? Who am I missing from over there?
Well, I mean, there's not like some high quality. I mean, there's some guys there, Naseem Shah, Shaheen Shah, Freebie, but those guys are overrated, I think. You know, they're
India, Bumrah. Bumrah's probably the goat.
India's got some guys. Bumrah's a class, world class bowler.
Yeah.
He's probably on the top of that list.
Probably the top of the list right now, for sure.
How unique he is, and he's also got the double joint, you know, which Shoaib Akhtar had. So he can hit some high speeds while, you know, controlling that swing and the delivery. So he's one of the top guys there. You know, I'm going to bring up another short clip for you guys if it plays, because, you know, I'm going to explain a couple of more things the way it happens. You know, so hope this works and we get to show you guys a couple more things. So let's play this clip.
Went straight.
Suddenly, that's a four.
Stoyness.
Explain that, Adam, the shot that he hit down to the ground, you know, before we start to see the way he gets out. So how do you call this the shot that he hit straight?
So with the buff frame, I'm assuming he's hitting it down the ground. It's a down the ground shot.
So
from what it was buffering, I couldn't see what was happening. I don't know what the viewers were seeing, but yeah, down the ground, looks like he gets caught at mid on or mid off, one of the ones down the ground. But yeah, Stoinis gets him here, a fuller ball. The tactic around the fast bowling here is you're trying to get them to drive. You want them on the front foot. You want them driving. And the batter is going to have a couple of things in their mind. They want to obviously try to get to the pitch of the ball, hit the ball either over the top of the fielder there, that's short, or hit it along the ground past the fielder. So if you kind of get caught out for pace, or it swings a little bit more than you thought, you might take the edge, you might nick it behind, or you maybe come up on the ball and you kind of balloon it. You have to really commit to either hitting it down on the ground through the gap or hitting it over the top. You can't really be halfway in between unless you're just going for a full block, which you don't really see blocks in T20 cricket. You're going to see it obviously all day in the test match format, but in T20, you've got to commit to one or the other. Hit it on the ground through the gap or hit it over the top. Generally in that power play section, you're going to want to go over the top because there's only two fielders out. But if you get it wrong, you're going to get nicked, caught behind, slip, or the keeper is going to catch you, and you are on your way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good explanation, man. So, you know, do let us know in the comments, guys. You know, what do you guys want us to cover next week, cricket formats or understanding the cricket field? You know, I think we've covered a lot of things tonight. You know, we talked strategy, we talked some skill, we talked variation, types of deliveries, types of pitchers. Are we missing anything, Adam, on the kind of pitchers they are? I think we've discussed all types of pitchers.
We got all the pitches down. Yeah, I think one of the misconceptions is the speed. So when you talk cricket with a baseballer, the thing is they're not bowling as fast as a pitcher. And you have to consider that obviously a type of pitch is a fastball, but not every pitcher is bowling a fastball. You got the curveball, you got the sinker, you got the slider. Now they're all coming in at a pace similar to a cricket pitch, to a cricket ball. And you have to consider that the batter is facing a ball that's bouncing. So it's a different kind of mentality. Obviously, in what I like to say about cricket is when I first saw baseball, I was like, how do they miss the ball? How do you miss the ball? Because in baseball, you know where the ball is coming. In cricket, you don't know where the ball is coming. The ball could bounce short. It could bounce full. It could bounce a Yorker. It could be to the leg side of you. It could be on your offside. Whereas in baseball, you know generally it's going to be above your knee and above between your knee and your chest. It's going to be in that zone somewhere, and it's going to be outside your body. It's never going to be behind you. So the cricketer has to be aware of knowing where they need to be hitting the ball and have that reaction time to know, oh, okay, it's coming at my head, I've got a duck, or it's coming at my feet, I've got to jam my bat down. That's probably the biggest thing is, even though the ball is coming fractionally slower, you know, we're talking like 10 miles an hour slower on average, the ball is bouncing and it's moving off the seam, it's swinging in the air. It is, and even though the bat is slightly larger, it's still, you know, not that easy to hit. If the baseball are crossed over to the cricket, they're going to struggle even with a larger bat hitting the ball on the bounce because it's bouncing. It's not coming in straight. And in cricket, if they get the ball on the full, like it is in baseball, 9 times out of 10, an elite cricketer, you know, an international cricketer, they're hitting that ball over the fence. It's going to go over the fence or full. They're waiting for that ball to be, that's what you call a bad ball. Every ball that's bowled in baseball is a bad ball in cricket. A cricketer is going to just take that and hit it out of the park.
That's a good way. It's a good way to put it, man. If they have a flat bat, right?
Yeah, it's like if a cricketer went in front of a baseball pitcher with the flat bat, they're hitting all of those pitches, even if it's 100 miles an hour, because you have to consider that the pitching mound is the exact same distance from the stumps, and it's from the stump, but it's the release. I talked about this week. It's the release point to contact point because the stump is a little further back. Technically, it's like 66 feet stump to stump, and it's 60 feet in bowling. But you have to consider the batter is standing on the crease, which is 3 feet or 4 feet in front of the stump, and the pitcher is releasing the ball from the popping crease, which is, again, 3 feet in front of the stump. So the actual release point of the ball and the point of contact of the bat is 60 feet, which is the same as the release point from home plate, the contact point from home plate from the release point on the pitching mound. So, the time is like a baseball pitcher is like a 0.42 of a second, and a cricketer is like 0.44 of a second. Like, it's so close, the difference in speed, that, you know, it's just, you got to be quick. Got to have a good hand-eye coordination. Doesn't matter which way you
exactly. Yeah, in cricket, sometimes, you know, it's, again, the surfaces play such a big role, because if the ball stops in the surface even slightly bit, the adjustment that the batters has to make of holding up that extra half a millisecond to make sure that they swing at the right time, the adjustments, you know, it's very tough off the surface as opposed to a baseball pitcher. You have to sit on pitches, right? So like in baseball, you're either sitting on a fastball or you're sitting on a curveball or you're sitting on a slider. And if you're lucky, you know, you're going to get exactly that, and you're going to be ready for it, and you're going to swing it. But in cricket, it's not really the case. And it's literally as it happens. You have to see it out of the hand. And as it pitches, you have to make that decision to be able to, you know, play the right shot, knowing the line and being, you know, so quick in your mindset, you know, to really play a good shot on any type of a pitch. But in baseball, obviously, you know, you're sitting on pitches, more predictability in baseball, I feel like, than in cricket. Cricket is more merit based. You have to know that, hey, this delivery is coming like this, so this is what I got to play it. Baseball, it's mostly just predictions. You're sitting on, you know, pitches. If the pitcher throws that and you get it, boom, it's gone, right? So that's a bit of a mindset differences there.
Yeah, I think the other thing in with that is the cricketer, the difference between cricket and baseball in that scenario is that the cricketer is picking where to hit the ball in the moments the ball after the ball is released.
Exactly.
As the ball is being released and coming towards you, you're also deciding where to hit it. Whereas in baseball, you're, like I said, you're sitting on it. You're deciding you want to hit it to, you know, left field, deep left field, and you're waiting for the ball to be in your zone. In cricket, you see the ball coming no matter where it is. You're judging, okay, it's coming outside my body. It's full of a length. I'm going to go on the front foot. I'm going to hit it through the covers. Like, oh, it's short, down leg side. I'm going to go on the back foot. I'm going to pull it through square leg. I'm going to pull it through mid wicket. Like, that is, I think, the biggest difference is the choice in the mind of the cricketer is choosing where they're hitting it. And they're deciding how hard they're going to hit it in the second milliseconds after the ball is released. Whereas the baseballer is kind of already, he already knows where he wants to hit, and he's waiting for the ball to be in his spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so it's literally the so many steps that a batter has to take, you know, right from as soon as the pitch is delivered, and they have to do it in a blink. And you know, it's one of the, you know, crazy skill sets, and it's all technique, right? You're reading the line and you're making a decision. This is where I'm going to play it. So, you know, some differences there. And we brought up a question here. What is a beamer? You know, if you guys want to let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the chat. What is a beamer, guys? What's a beamer?
In the chat, you know, we're going to be.
It's not a car. Just a heads up. It's not a car. We're not talking about cars. This is a Christian podcast, right? Yeah, so, what's a beamer?
What's a beamer? Let us know into the comments. And, you know, we're going to try and, you know, answer this a little closer to the end of the video. We're almost there, guys. You know, we want to open up, you know, the floor for any questions.
Any questions, guys, let them know in the chat. Any cricket questions, put them in the chat. We'll get them here right at the end.
Yeah. And let us know what episodes you want to see next week. Yeah, what episodes you guys want to see next week. You guys want us to cover the cricket formats or understanding the cricket field. So we're going to do one or the other next week, A for you know, doing the cricket formats, and B for doing the understanding the field. So drop either or into the comments and let us know. And yeah, I think, you know, we've mostly talked about everything else. So this is just, you know, we're going to chill around, hang out with you guys, have a quick Q&A session. Let us know if you guys have any questions, and yeah, and we'll call it off very shortly after, you know, we end this Q&A. So Adam, you got anything on your side?
No, I'm all dry over here with the questions. I'm all dry over here. Awesome. No questions over my end.
Same here. So I think we are all good. I mean, there's
no. We gotta let them know what's the beamer. We gotta let them know what the beamer is.
Yeah. So the beamer is essentially a pitch that's delivered at the head of the batter. So it's essentially an illegal pitch. If a pitcher or a bowler balls two of these, they're banned from bowling in the rest of the match. So it's a fact right there, right? So. It's a dangerous pitch because it's essentially a baseball like pitch just thrown right at you, right on the head. You know, so that's
what's generally a slip. It's generally a mistake. Slip. That's the trick. And another thing, talking about the differences in baseball and cricket, is that the way that cricketers you know, communicate with each other on those kind of things. If you see a cricketer bowl a beamer, he's generally so apologetic He's like so sorry that he did that, and he's making sure he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Slipped out of my hands. Totally messed that up. You know, they're gonna be, you know, making sure that the bat is okay. And if you like, there's no like in baseball, you have the what do you call them with the all out brawls where the bench clearing brawls are run out when they get someone gets hit. That is so illegal in cricket. Like, you never fight in cricket. If someone gets hit, like, both teams rush to make sure the guy's okay. Because in cricket, you're expected to get hit. And obviously, you wouldn't say they're not intentionally trying to hit them, but sometimes they are trying to really rattle their cage. But everyone kind of comes in to make sure the batter's okay, and the safety of the batter is the most important thing. There's no this rushing from the bullpen and rushing in from the dugouts to fight each other. There's no fights. Maybe this can be a segment for next week. I don't think there's ever been a fight in cricket. Maybe some people throwing their bats. No,
there has been. I think if I can recall it, I'll do some research, but I'll come up with a couple of fights for next week.
But it's definitely not like it is in baseball. And similarly, there's no arguing with the umpires in cricket. Like, there's no turning around and saying to the umpire, that wasn't an LB or that wasn't a strike or that wasn't a ball or whatever. That doesn't happen. Like, you have to have the utmost respect for the umpires. And in cricket, it's like a one and done thing. If you put a hand on the ref, if you yell at the ref, you're toast. You're done. You're going to probably be sacked. You're not going to be coming back. Huge fines at the minimum, but you're probably not going to play cricket again. That's a big difference between the baseball and the cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. And pitchers usually, you know, I mean, not to bring this up, but since I am, the pitchers usually, not usually, but they can also get called for using illegal substances on their hands, right? So they can use, you know, resin or something very sticky when they're throwing. So like in cricket and baseball, when they go out there, they have to check the hands of the pitcher to see their hands are not sticky and they can't grip the ball, you know, to throw whatever types of pitches they want. In cricket, you know, I'm not sure if there's anything like that for pitchers, but the rules are
low gate. Sandpaper gate.
Sandpaper gate. So there's been instances. There's been instances to change the, you know, condition of the ball in cricket. Yeah. I mean, you know, we use the same one ball for one match. So in baseball, one ball, one pitch, right? The ball's gone. Next pitch, you bring another ball. But in cricket, you use the same ball. You have to maintain the conditions, maintain, you know, essentially how the way you maintain it, that's how it's going to play for you. So, you know, one seam, one ball. And yeah, it's a big difference there from baseball and cricket there, you know, because the ball has to be taken care of. And if it gets hit, the more it gets hit, the easier it becomes for the batter to bat because it's going to become
less old swing. And
crusty. Yeah. So
less swing.
Yeah, so that's all we had. I think we got some comments here. Cricket fights are rare, but they have some. You got any examples for us, Nate, if you want to drop them in the comments? I mean, I know of the back in the day, I think in Zamamul Huck, if I can remember correctly, somebody was calling him something like bad names, and he went out into the this wasn't a fight within the teams, he went out into the crowd and started
fighting.
Oh yeah, that was there were some, you know, things like that that I remember, but with between dugouts, I can't really recall anything off the top of my head, but we'll do research, you know, unless we'll find some fights for you guys. But before we sign off for the night, if you guys don't have any questions, we're going to answer this for you guys, or Adam will. Adam, what is meant when we talk of a duck in cricket, man?
A duck is when you get out not scoring a run. There's a few different versions of the duck. There's a regular duck, so you get out, you know, no scoring, no runs. You face a few balls. Golden duck is getting out on your first ball. Yeah. And a diamond is contentious. We call it diamond duck. Some people call it a black duck. But getting out without even facing a ball. So this would happen. Let's say the batter gets out. It's the last ball of the over. You end up going to the non-striker's end for the next over. And then the first ball, the batter would hit it, call for a single, send you back or whatever. You get run out without even facing a ball. That is a black duck or a diamond duck.
Well, there you go. Adam gave you a pretty comprehensive definition there of a duck in cricket. We're going to have more quiz questions for you guys next week. Again, let us know what you want us to cover, cricket formats or understanding the field next week. And yeah, I think that's all we had from tonight. Hope you guys, you know, enjoyed it. It was helpful for our American friends. Adam, you got anything before we call it off, man?
No, just big shout out to Team USA. Beat Canada today.
Oh, yeah.
Big win by 50 runs. Big win for USA. So, yeah, another match against the Netherlands on Wednesday and have a break for a little bit. But shout out to Team USA for the win against Canada.
Absolutely. Yeah, quick shout out to, you know, all the batters tonight, you know, that scored in this 275. It was in, you know, a tough pitch, but, you know, 46 from Taylor, 70 from Smit Patel, who's been a revelation since his debut a couple of matches ago. 50 for Aaron Jones, 47 for Milan Kumar. Happy to see him again perform. You know, so very good things, you know, happening.
And a full wicket hole for Van. So I can't say his last name. Van
Chalkwick.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, gets a four for. Yeah, four for 20. Fantastic figures. Four for 20. So that's crazy. There we go. So we
got some good best friend USA winning, and good luck to their next. You know, match against Netherlands. And I think Nate said something in a message, said Marlon Samuels versus Shane Warne. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Right there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
one. Warney.
Yeah, may the great man rest in peace. So on that note, you know, we're going to call it for the night. Again, let us know in the comments what you guys think. Make sure to check out Adam's TikTok, you know, Adam Bannon, Cricket USA official, to you know, see more shorts and check out the Reverse Scoop on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and make sure to check out our shop for merchandise that supports, you know, youth cricket development at the grassroots level. And yeah, that's it from here. Nabil Khan and Adam signing off.
See you next week, guys.
Have a great night.
End with the outro.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I get it with the outro.
Wrong one. There you go.